At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
You have a new text message.
And it's called Text Roulette. You message in your problems, things you need solved at 414-432-1099. It's brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever. Text Roulette. Let's spin the wheel.
Spin it, spin it, spin it.
Find out where we land.
32.
I will scroll through number 32. All right, here it is, number 32. My wife is mad at me because I cheated on her in her dream. How do I respond?
Oh my gosh.
Are you newlyweds or something?
Newlyweds? This doesn't even matter if you're newlyweds.
Well,
this can
how to
still
deal
happen
with it.
Where you're still getting, you get worked up because the dream is so real. We were just having this conversation on Friday night. We had family over and my sister was saying that her husband that next morning told her, hey, I had a dream last night that you like committed murder and buried the body in the backyard.
Well, that's not cheating.
And had concrete. No, but he was so mad about it in the dream. And it was so real.
Yeah.
And it was a dream. It was not real. It didn't really happen. And that in the dream, he kept saying to her, like, you can't do this. Why would you do this? Like, we have kids. Like, this could ruin our life. And she was really nonchalant about it in the dream. And so that morning, he had to come down from being so upset. Because his heart was racing and he's like, you kept looking at me thinking like, I don't care about the house. I don't care about the kids. I don't care about if I'm going away to prison or any of that stuff.
It's a dream.
So then we were talking about how my mother-in-law had a dream that my father-in-law had cheated on her. And Steve joked around that night and he's like, I feel like she's still mad at me about this dream. And Camille said, it was so real. It was so real.
Mixed family, how do you handle this?
I've had dreams like that too.
Wife is mad at me because I cheated on her in her dream. How do I respond? Sounds like this might be kind of an issue still ongoing with this couple. That's why I said, are you newlyweds? Are you still trying to figure out these little spats, these little things that are going on? Maybe it's a little bit of jealousy going on there. I know my wife Jess has had that before. She's like, oh, I was so mad at you. You were at the bar, you were with this woman, and da da da. And then, you know. Oh, I don't know, a month or two later, maybe it's 3 months later. Oh my gosh. I had a dream you were with somebody else and you were like leaving me. And I'm like, what do I do that makes you feel that way?
All right, everybody.
What is that?
414-432-1099. What is your advice for this mixed listener who is dealing with this, sounds like this morning, of what happened? I would say you have to reassure her.
Good luck.
I would never do anything like that. Acknowledge her feelings.
Well,
I'm so sorry. That would be really tough.
Come on. That's the easiest thing to do. That's the easiest thing to say. Oh, you know, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that.
Okay.
Well, but how do you really convince them? Okay, just let it go. Let's move on.
Let's go to line number one. Is this Mama Bear Missy?
It sure is.
All right. How would you handle this situation? Mixed listener said, my wife is mad at me because I cheated on her in her dream.
Could be the other way around, too. You never know. What you got?
How do I respond?
I would just let her be mad and she'll come to her
senses. No, no, no. You don't want the wife to be mad or the husband to be mad.
You be mad. I'm going off to work.
No, you can't deal with that. Really?
I would just get his face. It's happened in my relationship now. And I'm like, okay, you can get over yourself or you can continue being mad. That's fine. Go ahead and be mad for a day and I'll talk to you when you get home. Or mm-hmm. go take a nap and then we'll talk later.
But Mama Bear Missy, listen. This isn't like you can be mad. That's okay. This is your stupid dream. This
no,
isn't
it's
even
not
like
stupid.
No, this isn't even like something I did. I did nothing. This is your conjuring. You're up in your own.
You need to apologize to dream you, and you have to apologize to the real you.
Not at all. No, that is not.
I don't know about all of that. I'm more of a person of okay. If it is a dream, get over yourself and grow up, or. Just let them be mad and they'll figure out that they're being immature.
Haven't you ever had a dream like that, Mama Bear Missy?
I don't think it's like, I don't think you need to say to somebody, just grow up. They're still feeling this. It was real to them in the moment. I'm sure they can rationalize, okay, this didn't really happen.
Uh-huh, but
they're trying to come down from feeling like you betrayed me and you lied to me.
I don't think so.
I think you need to show a little bit of empathy of, hey, that would really suck. I'd hate to have a dream like that.
I don't think so because dream experts, I'm just Googling this, dream experts have said when you dream about things, it's some reflection of yourself. So maybe I should turn the table and say, okay, Jess, to my wife, what are you thinking about doing? Because this is a reflection of yourself. Are you thinking about cheating? Are you thinking about something? And then all of a sudden you're kind of like projecting it towards me? Huh? Come on. What do you think of that?
We've looked up what...
That's a little far.
Yes, we've looked up what dream interpretation is. Cheating in a dream. What is the meaning of that?
Mama Bear Missy, I'm just trying to say, look, I was sleeping. No, I did nothing wrong.
You know
wrong.
What it says here? It says it's more about your feelings of insecurity. Maybe there's unmet needs.
Your feelings.
Lack of intimacy.
Yes.
That's why there should be a conversation and not just like, hey, grow up and move on.
So, okay. So Mama Bear Missy, apparently, if it's lack of intimacy, maybe I should be doing a little bit better in that category. Or this... Mixed listener who texted in should be doing a little bit better in that category instead of sitting there going, oh, how do I keep her from getting mad at me because I cheated on her in my dream? Maybe you should just, you know, get it all. Maybe that's the problem.
That could be a way to turn that anger and sadness into something much better. Like, let me prove to you that I'm not going to cheat on you, babe.
It's me. I'm staying right here. Going anywhere.
I'm canceling work. I'm not doing anything.
That's a masculine thing to say there.
We'll get to your calls coming up, but first, a break from our sponsors.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Maybe there's something she might be insecure about or something that's bothering her she doesn't realize.
Peggy is saying the same thing that I was saying earlier. And again, this is the text roulette. My wife is mad at me because I cheated on her in her dream. How do I respond? I'm sitting there saying, dream experts have said the dreams that you have are usually a reflection of yourself, like something in your life, not the other person causing anything. This is a dream thing.
Which is why I think you need to approach it with some empathy and understanding and kindness, because this could be a great opportunity to connect with your partner. Peggy, have you had dreams that you remember that are so real? It's like it really happened.
Oh, absolutely. But maybe it could approach the conversation like, you know, sweetie, what are you insecure about? How can we work through this? You know, it wasn't real.
Oh, there you go. You know, it wasn't real.
Yes.
I would never do that. So now what?
But I think you should definitely still have an open heart and open mind of, hey, I understand this is hurting you, and I love you, and reassure them. And I like Radar's idea of physically show them.
Yeah.
Like, babe,
let's go.
It's not happening with anybody else. It's happening with you right now.
Hey, hold on. I'm texting Elizabeth right now. I'm staying home today. Goodbye. Peggy, thank you so much for the call.
Have a great day.
You too.
All right, Air Hockey Table, Becca, we've got this text roulette question this morning. How would you handle it?
Yeah, so I'm going to go a totally different direction. I say you lean into it. Make the person see how ridiculous it is and say, oh, yeah, we got it on. We really did, you know, all the way, all those things you're saying and more. We've been doing that forever.
Like, are really you trying to cause a divorce here? Why would you ever think that's a good idea?
Why would you stir the pot, Becca?
Hey, you're stirring the pot by actually, like, going and saying, you know, I don't really think that your, you know, reasons are valid or anything like that, or, you know, that's ridiculous and things like that, you know, instead of, you know, saying, you know, hey,
wait a minute.
I understand that you have feelings and stuff like that.
Hold on a second. That's your advice, but have you ever done that? Have you ever just leaned into it like that?
Absolutely.
What?
And how does that work out? Because it's in a way, it's sarcasm. And sarcasm is a quick way to diminish and not validate somebody's feelings.
Especially when you wake up all mad already.
Yeah.
The thing is that I'm a woman, and so men are just like, yeah, fine, whatever, you know. Now, the other way, if I'm saying this to the guy, hopefully it works for the woman, but who knows, you know. Everybody's different.
You do it the other way around. Okay.
I just think that you really should lean towards they're hurting. This was real to them. It will wear off. But the visuals happened. The feelings happened in the dream.
Yeah,
and it's hard to just all of a sudden turn that off like a light switch when you wake up and realize, oh, it didn't happen. Think about when you have a nightmare. Aren't there moments you have to come down from that nightmare?
Oh, yeah, you do. You're like, oh, my God. Yeah. And you're still thinking about it.
But logically, they know it didn't. And so that's what you're trying to lean into and just be like, to their logic mind, be like,
I could pour gasoline on that fire. He's like, yeah, and she was great. And you know what? Tonight, I'm going to call her back and I'm going to cheat on you again.
I think you should go to bed early.
Oh,
I'm really into this.
No.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.